had written, talked with Great River Engineering, multiple things. I told them the plan to try to get the money over to you, and also talked with representatives from I guess it'd be Tucker and Jared Taylor, talked with both of them, and they were going to see what could be done. That was a couple months ago. The last I knew, they did not think the money would be transferable to get that bridge across that first hauler road that comes from behind the yards. They thought since the project is included in the whole project, that that money would not be able to come off the top of it, or come out and be utilized for one thing.
So, item five needs to just get scratched.
Do we have a motion to approve item five?
I'll make the motion to remove item number five.
We have a second.
I'll second
it. I have a motion and a second to remove item five from the list. Any discussion? Those in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Okay. Any other business?
And Jason, now we're just moving everything out.
Yep, yeah, totally stop everything else up. Sorry. No, it's okay. And then the final thing, just from SimCog, is I'm sure Ashwari's mentioned it, but we did receive a grant from Federal Highway for Safe Routes and Streets for All program. So that is to the $250,000 project to do a regional transportation safety action plan. This will be for transportation safety needs on or off the MoDOT system. Of course, MoDOT has their own safety plan. But the SS4A program, by having a transportation safety plan in place, then enables our local jurisdictions to go after other federal safety transportation dollars, again, for more of those local needs or maybe helping to cover some of the cost share on a safety project on the MoDOT route. I will say the application, when we put together the application, we learned that our regional roadway fatalities are twice the national average. So I think that obviously it's a need for Southwest Missouri. These hilly, curvy roads, everybody knows how dangerous they are. So hopefully this will serve our region and be able to help us go after some safety transportation dollars. But with that, we are also going to do a robust public engagement process and a needs solicitation process again. So you'll see Ashwarya and probably some consultants of ours out in the region looking for those safety projects.
Timeline?
We're still in negotiations with Federal Highway on finalizing the contract agreement. We're hoping to kick off, I'd say, within the next 4 months. We've got to do the procurement process. So 4 to 6 months, hopefully kicking off the project. And then we've tried to consolidate the planning process to about a 10 to 12 month period, which will be pretty aggressive.
Carlos, is this a chance to get some more improvements in front of the school using some of this money? Because that's a really severe safety need right there.
Currently should be taken care of and waiting for the governor to sign the supplemental appropriations bill. Haven't talked to you or anybody else about it, but our school board's aware. Representative Cody Smith is the budget chair. We met with him in January, asking him for reimbursement for one of the turn lanes. I didn't feel it was right for us to pay for both of those turn lanes. It did make it into the supplemental appropriation bill sitting on the governor's desk right now. So unless he line item vetoes that, we should be
okay. So this additional safety funds that are going to come available, we don't know that we need to wrap in more of the Kirbyville school needs into that. Are we? Because I think they could score pretty high, I would think.
Which
or something called, would there be any, like, at the elementary of, like, what was done at the middle school?
That's what he's talking about. Yeah, that's what he just said. Right. They've got that.
ESS got the bid on that. They started today. They're going to work in tandem on the parking lot expansion on the east entrance exit. They're going to move that up the road towards, I guess, east, but have a dedicated turn lane in and that exit out of there to where it's not coming to go on both of those. And the deceleration lane will be on the south side coming from Coon Creek, that area, turn lane in the middle. So I know put on there for sidewalks that would be nice since we're doing the upgrades to the turn lane in 76. The post office is still right across the way, but I don't know where that falls in all the projects. But I would not turn down reimbursement for the other turn lane either.
I think in this project, it might be a little weak to call for reimbursement on something that's already done. But the other thing that comes to mind in the discussions earlier about Buchanan Road is those are safety issues there. That is another area that we may be able to look at these funds when we don't have other funds to do that. And both of these dealing with the schools is one of those that's going to help the school. So whatever that's worth, Jason, hopefully Ashwari will keep us posted when that stuff, the public input part of that comes around. Because we're all, when we talk about these kinds of projects, we're always looking for ways forward. Michael, I think you've got pedestrian. I think that's going to go for 76. That's another one that needs something like safety. And that one even has fatality counts, which is great.
Since you said that's not just, it'd be like city, like with something, city like the Great Head, something that's joining the stadium. So, Forsyth School has some creative traffic issues right now. They're adding an early childhood, so it's a preschool, almost. So there'll be another 80 or 100 cars through that same stoplight in every day.
We have one LPA project underway right now, and then our schools has a sidewalk LPA program applied for, which I think I have high hopes that might make it this year. So I think Hollister Schools is in a little better shape.
Yeah. Well, safety, we just fixed 160 from Forsyth out to 65. Forsyth have those problems too. We'll have businesses. If you could drive a truck and keep a pallet stood up on it, it'd be a whole lot easier to get someone to come build stuff here. It's another day. All right. There's nothing else. Have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you, fellas, very much.
Thanks, everybody, for coming in. It's good to have you spend the time. Thank you.
Let's see.
See you again later, mate.
Yeah, good one.